happen every day. Cancer and murder and herpes and AIDS. And we'll all die alone someday. I hope we don't die alone. And our vices make it bearable enough to know our lives are shit, but to not give up. But they make it bearable enough to help us on our way. But still it feels nice to feel alive, to try to find a house or home or some place to thrive. And it feels great to be alive, except for all those times we feel dead. And how do we maintain our buoyancy in this salty lake of shit and tears and murder and disease? How do we keep ourselves afloat in all this sad stuff? I've gotta know the answers, I've gotta know it now. And I need to know the answers, I have to know how. We'll all die alone someday, I hope we don't die alone. Waking from napping with a bad taste in your mouth, wishing you were sleeping, you don't want to leave the house. From your dreaming of a habit you renounce. Get out of bed, please go away. Get out, get out, get out. You see a liar in the mirror, he's fearing in that way. That makes you feel unsafe, insane, and you hate to see his face. You punch the mirror to shut him up, but he won't go away. Just multiplies, intensifies these 20 tiny plays. Is it getting better? It's really getting worse. I'll give 1,000 apologies for 1,000 hurts. The forest is on fire, but we're gonna let it burn. We're controlling it, we've got it handled. Thanks for your concern.